Sleeping
Beauty.
Once upon a time, there lived a king and a queen. They prayed every day for a child, but they never had one. One day, the queen went to the river after rain. She prayed again. Dear God, please bless us with a child. At that moment, a frog jumped out of the water. He said to the queen, You will have a daughter soon. Before long, the queen had a really beautiful baby girl. The king and the queen were very happy. The king said, I will hold a big party for our daughter, and everybody will know the good news. The queen said, We should invite the fairies. They will bless our daughter. Yes, they shall be our most important guests, the king agreed. There were 13 fairies in the kingdom. Among them, 12 were kind, one was evil. The king did not invite the evil fairy to the party. At the party, each fairy gave a blessing to the princess. She shall be kind. She shall be beautiful. She shall be clever. The fairies gave the princess every good thing in the world. When the 12th fairy was about to give her blessing, the evil fairy came and shouted, Why didn't you invite me? You will pay the price. When the princess is 15 years old, she will prick herself with a spindle and die. The queen started to cry. Oh, how to save my daughter! I have the last wish to make. Though I cannot break the curse, I can change it, the 12th fairy said. The princess will not die. She will fall into a long sleep for 100 years until her true love comes. To save the princess, the king ordered that all the spindles in the kingdom be burned. And no one was allowed to tell the princess the evil fairy's curse. Years passed and the princess grew up. The blessings of the good fairies all came true. The princess was very beautiful, clever, kind and gentle. Everyone loved her. Soon, the princess became 15 years old. On the morning of her birthday, the princess got up very early. She walked around the castle alone. At last, she came to an old tower. She walked up to the top of the tower. Then she saw a door. What's in there? The princess said to herself. She opened the door and saw an old woman inside. Good morning, said the princess politely. What are you doing? I'm spinning, said the old woman. What is that? I have never seen it before. The princess pointed to the spindle. Ah, it is a spindle. It is the only spindle in the kingdom. Do you want to have a look? The princess picked up the spindle. It pricked her hand. Then she fell into a deep sleep. The old woman laughed. She was the evil fairy. At the same time, the whole castle fell asleep. The king and the queen had just got up, and now they fell asleep again. Their servants fell asleep on the floor, the horses fell asleep in the stable, the dogs fell asleep in the yard, the fire fell asleep in the chamber of the kitchen range. The cook had been shouting at a servant boy. They both fell asleep too. Thorns began to grow up around the castle. They grew higher and higher and finally covered up the castle. From then on, a legend began spreading. It said that a beautiful princess was sleeping in the castle. She was waiting for a prince to wake her up with a kiss. Over the years, many princes came to the kingdom. They wanted to save the princess, but none of them could break through the thorns. Many years later, another prince came to this kingdom. People warned him of the danger, but the prince thought that the princess had been sleeping for 100 years, and it was just time to wake her up. The prince came to the castle. He was surprised because he saw beautiful roses on the thorns. When he came close, the thorns parted and let him pass. The prince saw the sleeping horses in the stable and the sleeping dogs in the yard. He went into the castle. He saw that the servants, the fire, the king and the queen were all sleeping. "It is so quiet here," thought the prince. "I can hear the sound of my breath." The prince searched every room in the castle and finally found the sleeping princess. "She is so beautiful." The prince bent down and kissed her. Then the princess opened her eyes. "Dear princess, I will give you a happy life from now on," the prince said. He took the princess by the hand. The prince and the princess went down the tower together. At that moment, everyone and everything in the castle woke up. The king, the queen, and the servants looked at one another. They did not remember what had happened. The horses in the stable snorted. The dogs ran around in the yard. The fire in the kitchen burned. The cook shouted to the servant boy loudly. Soon after, the prince and the princess got married. The whole kingdom was happy for them. Everybody gave them their best wishes. The prince and the princess walked in a sea of roses. Golden sunshine fell on them. They looked at each other and smiled happily. The prince and the princess lived happily ever after.